Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning and thank you for listening Word of Eternal Life message. And from last time, continuation from Matthew chapter 10, the directions and instructions Jesus Christ given to his disciples the first time when they were sent by themselves to preach the gospel and heal the sick, cast out demons and cleanse the lepers and raise the dead. Another important part in there. Now, when you come down to the verse 16, Jesus told them, I am sending you out like the sheep among the wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. Let's see this. If you miss my last message, you can always go into the archives in WCNO 89.9, and in that website there is a direction will give you how to go to all the messages on which day of the message you want to hear. You want to hear the message on Monday, every Monday at 5:30 a.m. You can click that, it will pop up and you can expand it and you can have them play the message. So you have all the messages for at least for last two plus years in there. So, or you can read Matthew chapter, Gospel chapter 10, where I left at this point of verse 16. So Jesus said, sending you out like a sheep among the wolves. That was the thing Jesus told to his disciples. So there are people who sometimes think maybe it's an easy job to do. Let us go into the ministry and because I have a calling and I want to go into ministry. And whatever reason, it's up to that individual who decides to go to the ministry. But they only know that they have a calling and it will be confirmed if it was a established church. Foundationally established church, Biblical Apostolic Foundation Church, they will evaluate and go through several processes to become a minister. So here, I am sending you out like sheep among the wolves. So the world is not full of sheep. The world has many wolves as well. Some of them will hurt you. So you will have a devouring animal like wolves, you know, it's a beautiful creature and it is protected most part of the world, but you also need to know they are devouring. The Jesus mentioned the example of the wolf, but when therefore be as shrewd, you got to be very shrewd means you need to clearly know who you are dealing with. You got to be careful about where you are going and what you're doing. Now, that doesn't mean you won't have dangers, but there are many dangers, but there are people such as act like wolves, and you be innocent as doves. See, this is the thing about today. We need to look, is this person innocent? Is there any corrupted motives behind his work or her work? What is the motives? Is the motives of becoming a millionaire or a billionaire, as we see many of them, we have seen a lot of them saying, you know, but it's all they do, what they do is answer to one person, which is Jesus Christ. So it is God's job to question, no matter what you do, who will judge you one day. You say what you say here does not mean anything when you stand before the throne of God. What you've done or what you say, it is what God recorded, and God will judge that person based on what you have done. Not what you are make believe other people in the earth today. If you say something that it is not true, and you do something other than what you're saying, which is what is a lie, and that is going to be recorded in heaven. See, a lot of people think that you can get away by saying things to people here. At the end, God will forgive everything. God doesn't forgive everything. God will forgive your sins. God will forgive when you repent. Come back to what anything has been done. If you've done something wrong, if I did something unjustifiable, I have to repent on it, then God will wipe that away from his document. So there is a record of work of every one of us in the presence of God. In verse 17, we be your God against men. Be your God. You guard yourself against men. They will hand you over to the local councils. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witness to them and to the Gentiles. See why sometimes in the ancient time, in the first century, second century, third century, they were taken to the councils of government in the Western country, in the Rome and the Europe and Asia Minor, where Christianity was prevailing in the first century up to third century. Now, even first century, Apostle Thomas traveled from the oceans and the land and reached India from Israel. So he went beyond, far and beyond, than all the other apostles did. When I was reading one of the articles about Thomas, a man of God wrote, I was really started thinking, yes, this is true. This man who first unbelieved Jesus, he did not believe in his resurrection until he see him personally. See, Thomas wanted a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Others, some believed and some doubted, but Thomas have a speciality. Everyone call him Thomas the Doubter. Thomas the Doubter had one high quality that some others did not have. That was, he wanted a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. He wanted a personal encounter, not by someone say it to him, but he wanted directly by him. And that happened to him. As it happened to him, he fell down before Jesus. He said, my Lord and my God. And that is what the greatest encounter Thomas the Apostle had. All the 3.5 years he traveled with him and learned his lessons and studied how to preach. And, you know, he was also one of those disciples at the time he was disciple. And they were sent out by Jesus to cast out the demons, heal the sick and preach the gospel. So even after all that, right, then, you know, we already know that all the disciples of Jesus were fallen apart and they ran away. And there was only one apostle stayed with him. His name was John. John was the only one who stayed near the cross, and other 5 women followers, including mother of Jesus. So there is a prophecy in the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, that I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will fall apart and run away. So exactly that was a prophecy from Zechariah, prophet, some 600, between 600 and 700 years before the birth of Jesus. And that prophecy took place at the crucifixion of Jesus, or arrest of Jesus. Now, we see that you will be taken to the local councils and you will be flogged. In the synagogues, they will catch you in my account. See, that doesn't happen everywhere today. Well, that happened presently in India. If you preach or they identify you as a minister or they suspiciously catch you, they bring the police and arrest you. And then they will have 2 false witnesses. From some distant places, they bring somebody and they tell them, hey, we heard him speaking the gospel to us. She wanted us to become a Christian. Then they put you in jail. Then they don't give you a bond. They won't get you out unless they demand you 50,000, 100,000, Indian currency. This is what they're doing in India presently under Modi government. And that man is very religious fanatic, who is also his disciple and his people helping out to wipe out Christianity. But there are many Christians standing strong. They are seeking them. They go to houses. They go to church. They are gathering places. They shut them up. They destroy their homes. They run a bulldozer on their homes. They are in jail. When they come back, they have no home, nothing. Their property has been taken, confiscated by the Hindu people, extremists. So this is what happened in India and in Africa and many countries. And nobody is talking about it. American pastors are only preaching their daily routine and having their fast services. Nobody is talking about Nigerian wiping out Christians. 500,000 Christians wiped out in 2 years, 2024, 2025. And Iraqi Christians being wiped, killed. They pack them up and leave. They goodbye, get out of here, they say. Syrians, Christians, Egyptian Christians, all of these people are being martyred and killed and running away if they can escape. So no one speak about in the churches about it. No one pray for those countries. No one preaching, this is sad. That's what we are presently today. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. See, those days, in the time of apostles, these 3 years, AD 1, 2, and 3, they were to stand before apostles. God allowed them to be martyrs. God wanted them to be a testimony to the Greeks and Romans and authorities and military and police and everything. And, as a matter of fact, if you study the epistles of Paul, out of the 13 epistles, when you go to some of them, you will see that he had some connection in this high-level areas as well. That didn't save his life or anything, but he was become a testimony. In Greece, there were some honorable, great men that he known to him. And also even in Rome, there were some honorable men he known to him. And many places he traveled, he tried to make friends with people. And today, the pastors are inside the churches, many of them, and I never see one outside. They don't go out and do any preaching. There are others not able to do it either. So the ministry is to stand in front of kings and authorities and governors. And Paul became an example. He stood before many of them, and even Gentiles will come to know Jesus Christ that way. So when people get arrested and go to jail for the sake of Jesus Christ and preaching the gospel, or merely being a Christian, they become a witness to the jailers, the authorities, the governors, the magistrates, and everyone. But unfortunately, sadly, in Africa, none of those things happen. They come and shoot you first. They shoot the father, and then they kill they make the wife and children run away, or they will rape them, or they will eventually murder them. Some get escaped. So that's what happened in African countries. There is no court, there is no jail, there is nothing of those happens. They just simply kill you. So the names of Jesus, that's what happening today, but it doesn't happen in the Western countries. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say to how to say it. See, this was given to the disciples of Jesus. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. The Spirit of your Father, even at the time, before they were being baptized in the Holy Spirit, The Spirit of the Father was there to speak to them, through them. In that time, the apostles were not promoted, their disciples, they were not promoted in the level of apostles, and they were their first ministry, they were sending out. One of the three characteristics of an apostle is one who met Jesus. Second, the one who was sent by Jesus. Third, the one who saw the ministries of Jesus. These were the three qualities of the first century apostles. Well, sometimes God calls us. Well, God sent us, right, too. Then you met Jesus through a spiritual encounter. It's okay, that also can be an apostleship ministry, but you're not the 12 apostles, one of them. Some claims they are not scripturally true. Be your God against men. They will hand you over to the local councils. We may get to that point one day when Christ will separate the chaff from the good seeds. He will sweep and he will separate them. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, it says there that this is the one who will come and he will separate it. So we may come to a point where Christ is going to separate the good seed from the fake seed. In the Matthew chapter 3 verse 12, his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. See, sometimes people ignore this part. It is Christ. He has a winnowing fork. It's like a fan. When you run the grain from a bucket, in the previous many years back, even some countries today also, when after the threshing of the grains, they have this bucket of grains and they hold it against the wind, you know, in a very clean and prepared area where that grains doesn't go into the sand or dirt. This land is prepared, a special area for that threshing floor. And when you hold the bucket of grains right above your head by two hands lifted up, and these grains are dropped when the wind is coming, blowing. Or another person will do a winnowing fork type of thing and get sweep, you know, and then as it falls down, the grains really hit the ground, all right? And what happens, the other part of the chaff will be blown out by the wind and it fall distance. So you will separate these grains from the chaff. There will be a time come, Christ will do that, which is happening in many countries. It's happening in India, it's happening in Africa, it's happening in Southeast Asia, and some Chinese places in China, the original strong, grounded Christians, they're still standing strong. And it will be a very powerful Christian country very soon, as I hear from many others, that China's Christians are growing in tremendous number, and they will be one of the largest Christian group in the world. We are pleased and happy, and we pray every day. In my prayer, I pray for these nations. A 25-year-old ministry of praying for nations, for intercession for the nations of the world, that God will open their eyes. Satan has blinded every single people in this world. You see, my preaching is an evangelistic preaching. My majority of the ministry is an evangelistic ministry. I want more people come to salvation. I can't be in one place as sitting every day and preaching to the same type of group of people. But my calling, God sent me to reach out the world and reach out to all nations. So before I go, I wanted to go to every nation. I said, God send me, but I wanted to pray for them first. For the last 25 years, I'm praying for many, 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 many nations, almost all of them. I have a list of names written out. African countries, South Americans, Europe, you know, Asia, right? Islands, such as. So you got to pray that God open the door to save them. I don't go there, another missionary may go there. So God is going to send whoever he wants to send, but you do your part. So today, what's up with my wonderful great preachers? They are no problems. They have plenty of money. There is a lot of money coming to sometimes some people. And in other countries, sometimes there is less money. People I know personally, I have many associates in some country that I'm not going to name it. But I personally speak to them, and I know how much deserve, how much struggle they have going through. Many are struggle go through. But when they arrest you, do not worry. See, presently there are hundreds of prisoners, Christian pastors, in the Indian jail, at least in one state called Uttar Pradesh, which is north part of New Delhi to northeast part of New Delhi. This big state called Uttar Pradesh. Uttar means north, Pradesh means the land. It was the largest state in India and it was divided into two, but the population is the highest in the whole world in that state. And there is this severe persecution, and there are at least 80 to 100 pastors still in the jail there. So we must pray for them. That's one of the things to do. You will be given the instruction what to say, that Jesus said, Spirit of your Father will speak through you. See, so this is one of the things happened even in the first time Jesus sent his disciples to preach. This is the same instruction to us even today. But some are in the safe place, safe location, plenty of money, comfort and love and affection and interference with friends and a lot of people. And these are the wonderful things happening in some countries in the West. Now, where others are suffering persecution and jail and martyrdom. Brother will betray brother to death. See, Jesus forecasted this. This has happened in the first, second, third centuries. And this happened in this last many centuries. You know, according to World Vision, what I heard from radio station of, I believe it was 89.3, that a couple of years ago. In this last century and this century, more Christians martyred than ever since the Christianity started in the world. So Christian martyrdom is continuously going. But no, I don't hear a pastor preaching about it. See, if I hear, I will tell you that. But it's a sad story. We don't care about the people who are dying. Yes, their spirit going to reach Jesus Christ directly. But would you pray for their families and whoever left? And be thankful to God for their life, what they have done for the kingdom of God. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. See, this happened in the early Christian community churches, in the early churches. Our early church fathers, they went through all of this. Praise God. And their souls are resting in peace with Christ. Their great reward of martyrdom is the first and the primary, basically top of the line reward, you know, the crowns they will receive for dying for Jesus Christ. Then all the other rewards for their preaching ministries, their sufferings, and their testimonies will be there as well. So all men will hate you because of me. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. See, this is something very interesting that God Jesus repeated the same part of this message in Matthew 24 also. Because 24th chapter of Matthew is about the end time. In the end time is somewhat similar to the first time. See, that's my thinking. my thinking, it may not be the same with a lot of other pastors and evangelists. My thinking is the first century will repeat again to the last century, which is this century. This is the century which Jesus said that will thing happen than what other things happen in other things, which is the coming of the Lord. In this century, Jesus said that I'm talking about the time that this all will happen. And that time, if you look at the world events, the time Jesus said is this century, this event, these times that those things will happen. The end will be those who stand firm to the end will be saved. See, this can apply. This is not applicable to the tribulation period. This is applicable to the persecution period. There are people in this world today, Christians, who misunderstand the tribulation period and the persecution period. Persecution period is throughout the history of Christianity. You know, you are lucky that you did not get persecuted, but you are lucky if you get persecuted, you have a reward for that persecution. But if you did not get to persecuted, you don't have a reward for that, right? But you have more crowns the more you persecuted. You more you tortured, more you suffered with Jesus, you have more crowns in heaven for you waiting. To the end will be saved. That means this applies to the Jewish people who will be going through the tormenting, the torturing experience of that great tribulation of the last 3.5 years of 7-year period. And they will, this word, same exact word is repeated by Jesus in Matthew 24. So what I tell you is that it is more applicable to that end time, all right? And if we also will go through persecution, if we go through persecution and we will stand to the end until even to the death, that is, you will be saved. But this is not tribulation period. Some teach this is tribulation. No, all the events happening is what Jesus said they will happen. It's called the pre-tribulation. All this happening now is the pre-tribulation. But then the rapture happens, then the actual tribulation starts, basically. That's the scripture says. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. I will tell you the truth. You will not finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Even now, the evangelism will not be completed until Jesus returns, because there is more evangelism will happen in the tribulation time, and also there will be evangelism even in the 1,000-year time. Now, that is not a preaching ministry, but it is a direct intervention by Jesus Christ. People will come to know who is the Lord, and they will accept him also. But the main evangelism time is now, and then when Jesus returns, before Jesus return in the tribulation time, there will be a preachers of 144,000 will be elected by Jesus and the Father God to preach the whole world. So that is another tribulation, evangelism time. But you don't wait for that. You will get saved today. This is the day God has prepared for you. And the day you saved is now, not tomorrow. You don't know what happened tomorrow. So come to the Lord, ask him for forgiveness of sins, and accept Jesus Christ. Lord, forgive me. And I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to this earth, and he died and buried, resurrected on third day, living in heaven for me. I believe in his name. Lord, come to my heart. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You repeat this prayer, God, Jesus will save you. Amen. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov at gmail.com.
And our salon has moved to a new location, now working out of Miracle on 34th Street, 1320 Southwest 34th Street, Palm City. Their phone number has not changed. It is still 772-283-4974. You will receive the same quality service from Nick and Robin that you expect. Join Nick and Robin at Miracle on 34th Street. You can make your appointment by calling 772-283-4974.